And now your letters. A number of listeners wrote in to express appreciation for Jackie Lydon's story on the Christians of northern Iraq. Her report recalled the execution of leaders of the Assyrian Democratic Movement, or ADM, who resisted the genocidal regime of Saddam Hussein. Rahman Ben-Yamin, a student in Canada, wrote, "I would like to thank you with all my heart for taking on my people's story. My father was one of the three leaders executed in 1985. I was 3 months old, and I had never met him. We had to flee to Iraq for our own safety and have never been able to return. That is why we become so touched when we know that our stories don't go untold and that our plea for justice doesn't go unheard." Not all listeners were so pleased with another story we ran about a Muslim comedy tour in the U.S. Lori Rieke of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, wrote this about our story on the stand-up show Allah Made Me Funny. She says, "This segment was in extremely bad taste and totally offensive. No one, and I mean no one, should use the hideous current world terrorism for material." Finally, gone but not forgotten. Listener Dan Joel wrote in to tell us how much he'll miss Jennifer Ludden's hosting of All Things Considered on the weekends. Jennifer has gone back to her reporting job. Mr. Joel says she has a delightful voice, a bubbly, involved, and engaging radio personality, and he says a reporter's sense of the right questions to ask. My weekends will not be the same without her. If you hear something that makes your weekend memorable, for better or for worse, write us at npr.org. Click on the link Contact Us, and be sure to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.